Okay, let's do it. We're back. We're here. We're going to dive right into the good stuff. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, the highlight reel that we put together every day post-show. It is the Tuesday edition after a three-day weekend, May 26th, the date. We started out by talking sports. Remember those? Well, one finally was played over the weekend, the match two between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. We watched, we betted, we recapped, then talked about John's stepson's single, which comes out today. Another kid was on our minds, Elon Musk's. With the funky name, he was brought up again for a certain reason. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd. Seeing as we missed Monday's show, we made up for it today. The birthday girl, Stevie Nicks, was featured in Song Stories. We heard Brian May had a heart attack recently, and John offered up his second opinion. Plus, we threw Boston into the isolation booth. We can't play the full thing for you, but we had some outtakes from that. And Mike Tyson is being offered big bucks for a comeback. Here it all is for you. It is the Daily Podcast.
I encountered no fog coming in.
I got all of it.
Steve got all of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you got it, too?
I barely knew where I was driving.
It's just beginning to happen here in Bella Cidwid, yeah. Right? And once again, what's with this building lately and not turning on the parking lot lights?
Well, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, when I came in this morning, it was pitch black, right? You know, it's like...
So you didn't notice, Steve? I saw you walking in.
No,
What do you have, like the vision of a raccoon?
Wow.
I'm an owl.
But 61 degrees outside, a partly sunny day. Temperature's getting up to about 80 degrees. How was your weekend?
Oh, God, so good.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Amazing. You played golf. You watched golf.
Yes.
I also watched golf.
How long did that match go on?
3 hours, something like that. Yeah, pretty standard.
Really?
It was 18 holes.
So
it was the real deal.
The two guys are constantly yelling at me for not being outdoors enough or inside for 3 hours to watch golf.
You brought
a TV outside?
I wish I did. That would have been amazing. Dave actually had to text me to let me know that it was starting. And I was outside most of the day. I went in, saw some of it while making dinner, and then I went back outside and I caught the end of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every swing.
Right.
It was great.
I've heard three things about it. I heard that there's a record-breaking audience.
Yep, 6.5 mil.
All right. Wow.
Biggest ever for a golf telecast.
They raised like $20 million.
$20 million,
right.
Yep.
Right. And Tom Brady sucked wind.
Except for one incredible shot, yeah, which was so Tom Brady-like to nail.
Yeah.
The luckiest guy in sports. He's great at football. I get it. But he's also insanely lucky.
Well, right.
And that played out in the golf course as well.
Well, he hit some like long shot.
Yeah, like 150-yard shot, and it just spun backwards to the side and dropped right in the hole. It was absurd.
Was Barkley was in his ear at the time, so Tom could hear them because they all had headpieces on, earpieces. And Barkley's giving him crap, and Tom takes a swing. He's like, suck on that, Chuck.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Have you figured out your dollar yet?
No.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Have you figured out your mic?
No.
Wow, look at the fog now. We can barely see the trees on the other side of the parking lot. I gave everybody a dollar this morning. I really should be giving you a little more than that, but I didn't have any change.
Right, well, times are tough.
Why would we be getting
a dollar?
Yeah, but it's a very special day in my family. That's for damn sure.
Are you trying to see how much we can get out of it?
Nope.
It's a very special day in his family.
Very special day in my family. And
your family, like overall, like even family in New York, or are you talking?
Just my household. My immediate family.
Wait, John's family.
I think I'm on the right path.
All right.
With Taylor. Does that have to do with your son?
It has to do with my son.
Did he put a single out?
His single comes out today.
Oh, good for him.
I see what you did there.
Do you get a credit on it?
No, I have nothing to do with it. I have
not his own son.
Right. I get credits from Dennis DeYoung, but I don't get them from my own son. No, his song comes out today. It's under Casey Sable Music, and you can get it through Spotify and, of course, iTunes. Right,
and we're playing it once an hour.
I was going to say once an hour on the hour pissed Bill off.
Oh, that'll make Bill's morning. You know, can only imagine him waking up to that. Yeah, Bill, I am the thorn in your rose.
Congratulations to you and your son.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
You remember not too long ago, Elon Musk had a kid and he named the kid.
Yeah.
And the kid's name was... it might as well have been. That is might as well is the letter X,
right?
that a tilted A connected to an E, which is pronounced Ash.
Okay.
The letter A dash 12. So he was Exasha 12. Okay. It was going to be his name.
That was my favorite Star Trek ship.
Was it?
Yeah.
The Exacta 12?
Yeah,
well, it ends up that under California law, you cannot put a number as part of your name.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. So he changed the name to Exasha XII, and that they allowed.
Exactly. Whatever, so, dude.
But it changed it to a Roman numeral, and it was okay.
Well, here's the deal. Right? Your kid's going to get beat up.
Right.
Simple as that. No, I'm flying to California. I'm going to punch this baby in the face.
Do it at your own peril, because it probably has a flamethrower in its diaper. It's Elon Musk. He's a Bond villain.
Oh, my God.
He's a guy who sends spaceships up into orbit and also sells flamethrowers on the internet. Right. He does it all.
Now, speaking of kids that are going to get beat up.
Okay.
All right. I'll just read you the headline. Tell me if this kid's going to get beat up. 13-year-old graduating from community college with 4 degrees.
Christ. Why I gotta fight all these kids, guys?
Kid goals.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
Even though it is a Tuesday, it does feel like a Monday, and we like to start your week with a random fact, so here we go.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
1, 2, 3.
All right, get us started, Cindy.
Are you serious? Look at your phone.
Sorry, it's Tuesday. Yeah, hold on. All right, here we go. When the word girl started being used in the 1300s, it just meant a child. It didn't specifically refer to a female until the 1400s.
So okay. Weird.
It took them 100 years ago. We really should differentiate between these two.
Well, it's back to that now in 2020.
Good point.
Right, we're all guys now.
Weird Al's song Eat It hit number one in Australia in 1984, a parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It, which only made it to number three in Australia. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dave?
The little button on the top of a baseball cap.
Right.
It has a name. It's called a squatchy.
A squatchy?
A squatchy. Try it in Scrabble sometime.
Okay. Yeah. Save that for Scrabble. All right. And then lastly, Westerns were so popular that in 1959, there were 30 primetime Westerns on TV, and there were only 3 channels.
Wow.
Yeah, now we call that show NCIS. And there they are for your Monday morning, your...
Random facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
I mentioned this earlier about the Stevie Nicks Prince song, all right? Stevie Nicks wrote Stand Back after hearing Prince's Little Red Corvette on the radio. But that wasn't the end of it, and Jimmy Iovine, who produced her album, will explain.
Well, Stand Back is an unusual one because that's Prince all over it. He didn't take any credit for it, but he came in the studio one night, and we said, gee, we can use some help with this song. He came in, he put his instruments on. He was like Zorro. He kind of came in and, you know, played all these instruments, played them great, and left, and we went and finished the record.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Brian May just let the news out that last month he had a heart attack.
Yikes!
Right, he was suffering from a gardening accident,
and
all it says. He says
vigorous
he was dealing
gardening.
With a leg pain from a gardening accident. Right, he had a small heart attack. It lasted about 40 minutes of pain in his chest, tightening and feeling that, tightening feeling in his arms, and he was sweating. That is all of the clues of you're having a heart attack, right? And he was pressured to undergo bypass surgery, and he said, no, I'll go with the stent instead. And I'm trying to figure out who's making the mistake here, Because if you needed triple bypass surgery, a stent isn't really going to fix that. Mm. Or is somebody being too cautious and a stent was all he needed and they wanted to do the whole nine-yard, you know, triple bypass operation? Well, you get to die and be put on a machine and be brought back to life. So anyway, he says he's in good shape and recommends that anyone over 60 go get an angiogram. So thank you, Brian, for that, and we're glad you're still with us.
What do you do for a torn ass muscle? That's the gardening accident. That's what I really need to know.
Do you have that?
I've never had a rake end up there.
Just asking. I'm assuming I'm going to tear my ass before I have a heart attack.
Speaking of rakes, I did do the classic rake move.
No, you didn't.
I did indeed. Although I have to explain, I did it with a hoe.
Oh.
But I paid her $25, so what the heck?
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And in the isolation booth this morning is Boston. If you've never encountered this before, because normally we always used to do this at 8:10 in the morning, and every once in a while we would do it at 7:40, right? And if you've never encountered it before, this is where over the years we've managed to find, whether it's from friends who worked in recording studios or now with the internet finding online, isolated vocals of tracks by bands, and we can remix it so that you could hear a lot of the stuff that happens in these songs that normally you don't get to hear at all, especially with the vocalist. Like, we're going to do Boston's Foreplay Long Time this morning. Mm-hmm. All right. And something, when I was mixing this, this happens in the middle of music, and I never heard it happen in the middle of music. It's simple. It's just Brad Delp going, but there's so much, there's a lot of instrumental going on at that point in time. And then when you get to the end of the song, and I'll show this to you afterwards, when you get to the end, there's a bunch of stuff that he's singing and saying.
Yeah, just moving on. Just taking my time. Oh, you know, I want to get on home. Don't talk, don't stop.
Did you ever hear that part before?
No.
All right. So
downtown, don't stop. What do you say?
Yeah, yeah. So if we take it all and we put it together, what we get this morning in the isolation booth is Brad Delp, Boston, isolation booth version remix. Now, in normal situations, the song just fades out here.
Right.
Nope, not what the original plan was.
It's just outside of your front door.
Never heard that ending, did you?
The crickets?
The crickets? I don't know what the hell that was.
It made it seem live almost, like a live performance.
But again, when he gets into this part, you know, it is so buried in the mix that you don't hear him doing all of this suggestions. I mean, it's in the mix, but it's buried so much.
That's cool.
Yeah, you really never cool. Get anywhere near it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us within the herd.
Within the herd.
All right, so 27-year-old Eddie Johnson robbed a woman at knife point in Paramus, New Jersey, back in February. He made her drive to a supermarket and buy him $70 worth of Red Bull.
Worth it.
Okay. Police have been looking for him ever since and finally tracked him down last week after he mugged someone else and tried to get him to buy Red Bull.
Oh, wow. That's going to go monster.
This time he forced the guy to withdraw $60 from two ATMs. I was going to have a lot of cash. All right. And then told him to drive to a store where he tried to buy more cans of Red Bull with his credit card. It's not clear how much he was trying to buy the second time round because the guy's card got declined, but police tracked him down the next day and arrested him. He's facing robbery, kidnapping, and weapons charges and is being held on $500,000 bail.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
In, I'm hoping I say this correctly, Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac,
Wisconsin. There is a serial arsonist who was charged this week after he was using underwear to set people's homes on fire.
Huh?
43-year-old Michael Miller admitted to starting dozens of fires over the course of 18 months. He told the cops he liked to steal underwear from laundromats and use it to start the fires. He also used bras. Not clear what the motive was. The houses were picked at random.
This is a kink.
It doesn't sound like anybody was seriously hurt, but he's facing a whole lot of charges. 11 counts of arson, 3 counts of burglary, and, of course, 5 counts possessing child porn.
Oh,
and
God.
More.
All right.
In the herd.
I heard about hot pants, but that takes a little too far.
Yuck. I got somebody, two people, really, who are taking the mask improvisation game to the next level.
All right.
Two guys robbed a Sheetz convenience store in Louisa, Virginia, earlier this month. They covered their faces with hollowed out watermelons. Hollowed out melons. Seriously, you can
Didn't
see.
We do that to Rob one? Oh, no, that was a pumpkin.
That was a pumpkin, yeah. Yeah, it was. Maybe this one of these guys was Rob. You never know. They only caught one of them. You can see from the still shots on the surveillance video where they have the large watermelons covering their heads entirely. Their whole head is in the melon with eye holes cut out, looking like two Ninja Turtles. Last week, the cops managed to figure out who one of them was, arrested him, but they're still trying to find out who the other melon head is.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, it's hard to even know where to start dissecting this story.
Okay.
Last November, a 65-year-old guy named Craig Lamille from Houston, Texas, was hospitalized with severe head injuries. He told the cops he was walking on a bike trail when 3 guys jumped him and attacked him. Craig died from the injuries in December, and the case went cold. At least it went cold until last month when 81-year-old Alan Bischoff was laid off his job. He and Craig were relatives, although we're not really sure how they were related. But we do know this. When Alan's company was going through his computer, they found emails that showed that Alan and his relative Craig were in a sexual relationship, an S&M sexual relationship.
No.
And one email talked about Alan was the one who punched Craig over and over again in the head back in November when they were getting it on. And then the guys came up with the mugging story when they realized Craig needed to go to the hospital. Alan has been charged with aggravated assault of a family member.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
You know there's this Holyfield-Tyson fight that they're going to do for charity.
Yeah.
Is that on?
All right, right. Supposedly, yeah. And now Mike Tyson has been offered $20 million to compete in a bare-knuckle fighting championship match.
Oof.
Right?
Who's signing up for that?
I don't know. I don't know. Steve Morocco, the guy, the MMA fighting promoter, right? He's the guy who's putting up. He says he hasn't gotten a response from Tyson's camp yet, but he plans on making a second offer, increasing the money, and including donations to Tyson's favorite charities.
So, okay.
I
don't see him saying no.
Well, you know my Tyson stories, and it's like, I would even at his age, at 53 years old, I don't want to be hit by Mike Tyson.
There was a video of him stretching in his weight room.
Right,
he is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Did you see him sparring?
Yeah.
That video too?
Yeah.
There's no way in hell. I don't care if he's 80.
No.
I'm not doing that.
I boxed him once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, how'd that go for you?
Well, I did it on TV, as a matter of fact.
This is actually John's corpse.
All right.
It's been reanimated.
Some guy made a giant Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Uh-huh.
Right, you know, so the robots were about like 2 feet tall, and they were in a ring, and then you played it the exact same way. I beat Mike Tyson.
Damn.
Yeah, in one round, and then he just killed me.
I'll get Mike on the phone, and I will have you tell him that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.